site and selected questions that are relevant to the topic will be asked during the lesson. We'll start from excerpt number 4. The topic is the sukkah is the schach. The sukkah is the thatch. This is from Rabash, letter number 36. The schach, the thatch, is the shadow of faith, called faith above reason. This is the opposite of reason, for reason brings him into waste, to barn and to winery. That is, from the perspective of reason, the way the corporeal eyes see it, there is room for waste of barn and winery. This in itself makes a shadow, and he sits under it. That is, he makes for himself a seat out of all those lowest and worst things, and through the waste, observes the mitzvah, commandment of sukkah. Most importantly, he derives joy from this mitzvah, because faith above reason is called joy of mitzvah. It follows that all the quandaries and questions that exist in reality are corrected in the sukkah, for without them it is impossible to make a thatch.
Advance again, Moshe.
Excerpt number 5, this is from Rabash's letter 36. The thatch, called shade, is made specifically from the waste of barn and winery. This is the meaning of what we say in the prayer inside the sukkah, and to take refuge from rain and torrent. It means that faith saves a person from all the harm doers. Since harm doers are alien thoughts and alien views, and faith is built specifically on waste, only in this way is there a refuge from rain and torrent. Otherwise, one follows the trends of the world.
We'll learn it. 6.
From Rabash's letter number 36, the torrent is something that sustains the earth. Since people who are still nourished only by reason, and only reason sustains them, where reason does not reach, they cannot hold out. And this reason keeps these people still.
So in spiritual discernments.
But one who wishes to be as the vegetative must not accept this reason as support.
Meaning vegetative to start growing in spirituality. Whoever's in the corporeal world, it's called still. Whoever starts growing is vegetative already.
Since that torrent is unsuitable for one who wishes to walk on the path of truth. And if a person fails and takes support from that reason, he will immediately suffer a descent and a fail to the bottom of hell. However, the still can keep them and do not suffer any falls. This is why they always seek reason to support their work. In order not to fail in this reason, which is called torrent, there is power in the above-mentioned thatch, as we say, to take refuge from rain and torrent.
So we will continue to excerpt number 7. From Rabash article, I have a minor mitzvah whose name is sukkah. Sukkah comes from the word schach, which covers the mind, because faith is considered specifically above reason.
Next.
From letter 12 by the Rabash. The sukkah means thatch, which is the waste of barn and winery. It thatches called shade, and the shade is called concealment of the face, in order to not to have the bread of shame. We have room for work, meaning that we can engage in Torah and mitzvot, although we feel no flavor or vitality. Naturally, afterwards, we can receive the vitality and not blemish the gift, meaning that the gift will not be blemished due to the shame that is present in the receiver.
Meaning that we... All right.
Moshe. Number 9, from letter 36 of the Rabash. Sukkah is the shadow of faith. And with respect to the judgment, its shade must be bigger than its sun. It is also known that the sun implies knowing, and the moon implies faith. It is as our sages said, Israel count by the moon, and the nations of the world count by the...
Those who want to bestow are like the moon.
And the nations of the world are like the sun. That is, each time we see the sun, and that it is more than the shade, we must cover more so that the shade will be more than the sun.
Meaning the law of the spiritual vessel. Okay, let's read 10.
So, letter 36 by the Rabash. And if one is rewarded and does not add shade on his own, there is mercy on him from above, and the sun is covered for him.
This is called that there's mercy on him. He cannot shatter. He can't receive that great light, so it's hidden from him.
Then a person becomes angry because he understands otherwise. According to the person's reason, if he has sun, he wishes to have more sun. But my thoughts are not your thoughts. And he is given more shade. And if a person overcomes the shade, he is given a sun. And then he must add shade. If he does not add, he is given shade from above, and so forth, until he is rewarded with eternal dvikut.
So there's a game here between